Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 125. I'm Mike Earle.
I'm Matt Fowler.
And today, as usual, we will be discussing the tech news of the week and whatever else we want. Maybe even Old Spice commercials. It's hard to say. Are you watching them right now? Is that what you're doing over there?
Possibly.
The Eagle one?
No, Mr. Wolfbane.
Oh, okay. But anyway, we're probably going to talk about tech news. It's the 24th of the 10th month of the 2013th year. So, yeah.
Simple way of saying that would just be October 24th, 2013.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, you stretched it out.
Anyways, so there was an Apple event on Tuesday. Some stuff went down. There were really no surprises. Everything was as Apple events have been lately, just pretty straightforward, and that's what happened. The biggest surprise was something that was semi-rumored, but they announced Mavericks. They launched it that day, the new operating system, OS 10.9. And instead of the $30 fee that they've charged the last few years for their upgrades, they decided this one was free. Here you go. Eat that, Windows. How do you feel about that?
It's nice.
It is nice. I was planning on spending the $30, so it's 30 free bucks for me. It's not 30 free bucks, Mike.
But even like the $30 is not terrible when you look at the Windows ones are typically, what, like 70?
Yeah, or 150 for brand new, 70 for an upgrade. Yeah, so, I mean, they've been pushing them out a little faster, but it just made sense for them to go free. They previewed Mavericks in June at WWC. We covered it pretty well then, so there's no new surprises that they showed. Overall, the reviews have been good. There's a few things, obviously, with any new release that it's broken a few apps here and there, but battery life is said to have been greatly improved by like 3 hours on the MacBook Air. Like, it made it an extra 3 hours to get out of your battery life just because it's working better with the hardware, efficient. And that's obviously what Apple does, the hardware and software together. So that's that. Get it now.
That's crazy. 3 hours, though.
Right. I mean, it's funny because like, they compared it to like an older MacBook Pro. It added like 40 minutes. But yeah, the MacBook Air went from like 12 hours to like 15. But those things are all battery, really, at this point. They're powerful little machines. That's what I would suggest to anyone who is looking to buy a laptop. That's you, Matt.
Maybe when I win the lotto.
Yeah. They also announced the new iPad, which
iPad Air.
Is now called the iPad Air.
Because you can throw it and it's so light it'll just float on a cloud.
It's only a pound. That's impressive. I don't know why you guys don't think that's impressive. How much does yours weigh?
I don't know.
Well, now I'm looking it up.
It's not so heavy that I'm like, oh, need to make this lighter.
It's so heavy. You don't even know how heavy it is. Where are my tech specs?
It's not that I would mind it. It's just
fourth, you have a fourth or a third generation.
Third,
I believe. Right? Yeah. Battery environmental dimensions. You do have a Wi-Fi. Yours is 1.44 pounds, Matt. That's a third of the weight gone. 30% lighter.
Is it just
unless it has LTE, then it's 1.05 pounds.
But even at the weight it's at right now, I mean,
200 grams lighter. That's Josh's phone lighter.
Yeah, it's not taking that much away.
Get out of here. It's thin. It's very thin.
Yeah,
thin as a pencil. It's exactly the same body, basically, as the MacBook or the iPad Mini. Which was rumored, so kind of what we all saw coming. Got the new processor, the 64-bit technology, all that good stuff. Pretty much your run-of-the-mill upgrade. And the more shocking news, they're still keeping the iPad 2 around at $399. Normally, it's most like the phones, they always, you know, move it back one, but the iPad 2 has just stayed there forever, and they always just bring up the new model and stop the last ones. And I don't know if that's because it has to do with the non-retina, and that's why it's so much of a difference.
Probably.
And that's why they can charge $100 less, because the screen is just that much cheaper. But it is what it is.
Why would you buy that, though, at this point?
The iPad 2?
Yeah.
People people who don't know any better and go to the store and are buying them for a gift for their kids, what do they care? I'll buy the cheaper of the two. It's $100 less.
But then there's so much that you can't do on it.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Yeah. You'd figure they'd say something.
I'm buying it as a gift for my 10-year-old kid. What does he care? Here's an iPad. I'm not going to watch you anymore.
Entertain yourself in your room.
That's how I do it. Parenting 101. Just kidding.
Is that going to be the next podcast?
Don't report me.
Mike's parenting tips?
Yeah, I should start a podcast with that. And then they announced an iPad mini with Retina for $399, same exact price as the iPad 2. And it's weird because everyone thought when they went to the Retina, it would be kind of the in-between. But they went to the exact same full dimensions as the iPad with Retina, but it's on such a smaller screen that the pixel density is going to be a lot greater. So it'll be even a very, it'll be a super clear picture.
Yeah.
They didn't say the exact date on that. The new iPad Air is on sale November 1st, which is a week from Friday. But the Retina iPad Mini is not going to be available until the end of November. And supposedly already supply lines are limited. Rumor has it.
How Apple does it.
And then they upgraded their regular... No, they're keeping the regular iPad Mini still the same, but they lowered the price a little. It was $329, now it's $299, so they lowered it by $30. So you got the $299, the $399, the $399, the $499 at the base levels. Then they all, of course, go up $130 with Wi-Fi, and then $100 increments for hard drive space, yeah, as usual. They also announced they are releasing their Mac Pro. They said the price, which I don't remember. There's a lot of specs I'm not going to get into because no one listening to this podcast is probably going to buy a Mac Pro for like $3,000, the round ones.
Yep.
They're crazy. They did upgrade the MacBook Pro line. They discontinued the 15-inch old MacBook Pro that they still had laying around with the optical drive. They're keeping the 13-inch around, apparently. They upgraded the Pros with Retina to Haswell chips. They lowered the price a little again. Something I did notice, it looked like they brought the RAM down, but I have to go look at the specs. But overall, there was some pretty solid performance upgrades for the MacBook Pros, especially
the specs.
The Haswell chip. I could just go to apple.com if I wanted
sporting
it.
Sporting the Intel Xeon E5 processor with between 4 and 12 cores. And
the big MacBook Pro you're talking. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were onto the...
MacBook Pros, Retina. That's fine. I mean, you could read the specs. Read them off.
What do we got? We got topping out at 7 teraflops of computing power with up to 12 gigabytes of GDDR5 RAM with 30 MB L3 cache. That thing looks pretty. Why isn't my computer this nice looking round thing?
Oh, see? That's why it did drop in price. The MacBook Pro with Retina 13-inch. I did wonder about it, but they did. When they launched them originally, the 13-inch only had 8 gigabytes, and you couldn't upgrade it, but you couldn't downgrade it. But now they start at 4, so it's 4 gigs less, which I would never get. But see, I think at that point, if you're getting a Pro, you're going to need 8 gigs. But now they have the 4 gigs, and it's upgradable to 8 or 16. So that's interesting. That's probably why it's cheaper. But I'm sure they want to sell it at cheaper because of that. You know? Yeah. But that's really all the Apple news. They didn't announce a TV. They didn't launch a new Apple TV, which is what I was really hoping for. Even if they just upgraded their box, I'm probably just going to have to go buy one of the older ones. I was trying to wait it out. Why do you need another one, Mike? For the bedroom. Clearly. Oh.
I was more wondering, like, did something happen to the other one?
No. I'd move the one we have, because that one's a 2. It's technically the one I have only does up to 720, and then the third generation does 1080.
Yep.
And plus, since our remote's broken, I need to buy a new one, and that's already $20, so at that point, I might as well just spend the other 80.
Can't you just do an app on your phone?
Oh, that's what we use, yeah. But it's still annoying.
When mine was missing, I downloaded that, and then I found it in the couch.
But it's nice to have, especially for typing. If you like want to search for something on the Apple TV, the app is much better because you just type it as opposed to scrolling the game, whatever. Oh, I could just steal your remote. Good idea.
I'm gonna hide it in my couch.
So yeah, no upgraded TV, no watch, no surprises, no flair. I don't know. It was an hour and a half event.
Did you watch it all?
I watched a live stream, not like live video, but I watched a live blog of it while I was hard at work. Yeah, but that's basically all of the Apple news. Do you have anything you want to say about the Apple news?
Not really, no.
You don't want to say, go Apple?
My Randy with a go Google.
I know, that's why it's funny. Uh-oh, now we're in big trouble. Now there's an invasion. You want to jump in?
Sure.
First, talk about Randy's failed attempt to buy an Ouya. Now they're coming to Target. $100. It's nice of Josh to...
Hello.
To unplug.
Hey, guys.
Randy's back. He was mysteriously missing.
He was here the whole time. He just didn't know.
That's a lie.
He was being quiet.
Did a gangster ghost tour.
But yeah, Ouya's at Target. And they're potentially going to have demos there. And you could go play them.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
It makes sense. It makes sense for them to possibly buy them.
And I think it gives people a good incentive. Like, especially for $100. It's like...
A cheap console for your kids, yeah. Right? Plus
and
the Android
sounds like
games.
There's developers actually coming out for them, like good ones. So want to do some
Towerfall.
Towerfall.
That's all I want to. Oh, considered
not
it multiple
like
times.
Crashers, but that wasn't right. Towerfall.
Android users got Aereo support finally.
Aereo.
Are you gonna get it?
No.
It's not in Minneapolis.
Doesn't really
it doesn't
do
matter.
For me right now.
It's really just Boston and New York.
Maybe we can send them an email.
To come here?
Yeah.
They're working on it. It's one of the cities listed. There's like seven cities listed
that
they're coming to.
Is it seven? That is
seven or eight. So I don't know. It's in the next four.
There's numbers.
They have like 10 that they're branching out to, but four. Are you a secret hiding stash there?
Yeah. For myself.
And
how does that work?
I forgot about them.
Oh, it works.
And in our last bit of news, Netflix released their earnings, and they have finally surpassed HBO in subscribers, which seems pretty crazy.
Does it seem that crazy, though?
It does and doesn't, because
hey,
I think HBO...
What's the number one pirated TV show again?
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. What's probably the number two? Probably The Walking Dead.
You think so?
It's got
to
be
AMC, I think, is a lot more prevalent, because it's in every cable bundle, whereas HBO, you have to pay more on top
Eastbound
of
and Down.
If anything, it would be like The Sopranos or The Wire.
True Blood. Is True Blood on there?
Yeah,
yeah.
HBO.
Yeah.
I heard that one's pretty sweet.
Just yeah. 31.09 million domestic subscribers. That's a lot of people in the United States.
But
1.29 million new users in the last quarter.
Does that
like,
seem crazy?
I don't know where
still...
they keep coming from.
Well, I've been
who doesn't have
like
Netflix?
Legitimately considering finally buying it.
Does everybody else have Netflix?
Do you have yeah. Netflix? Yeah. Funyun, do you?
Mm-hmm. No? Oh, all see, right. There's two more. Half all the room. Right. Well,
I have Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, so almost half the room.
Yeah.
We won't count Sierra. Half the room.
Well, she would, because they have to get
yeah.
But, yeah. But,
she
yeah,
count.
They're actually becoming profitable.
Do you think it's probably
well?
From their... branching out into their own original programming.
I think, especially I think Arrested Development, but there are shows that they do have do get
I mean, House
good
of Cards.
Buzz. House of Cards and Orange, actually Orange is the New Black is their most watched original programming, mm-hmm. which seems crazy
but
because House of Cards was so big and Arrested Development.
Do you I mean, I think they're always going to keep getting subscribers because you're going to have people like that, like rural areas that don't have cool internet. That
don't
are,
have
like,
that, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Like everyone out north
yeah.
of Ham Lake.
Pretty much.
Now, is this just yes. streaming subscribers, or does this include, like, people that are just disc, too?
They don't have a just
they,
disc.
They, well, they have still just discs.
Yeah, they do.
I thought it was, like, a grandfathered option only.
No, you can still sign up for it.
Oh, who the hell does that?
People who live in the rural areas.
Yeah. Probably got to drive 12 miles just to
it
find a red
crazy,
box.
Because even when I did have it, like, I could never remember to remail
no,
them.
Four.
That's why I Fowler. Dropped the discs.
Four.
They just sat around nice. Forever.
That's how far my parents would have to drive. Oh. Not 12.
But
I wasn't speaking specifically
recognize.
To your parents, but
grandparents. Probably like three.
But But they still beat expectations. And they're up to almost $400 a share.
Makes sense.
They should have bought in.
They can't lose.
Well, now they could. Everyone thought they were going out of business when they were all quick-stirring, but...
Well, they should have. But they bounced back.
I know, we should have bought all that stock.
That's true.
What were we thinking?
I know. I should go back and listen to that one.
But that's pretty much everything we got.
That's that Mattress Man?
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else you want to add? I haven't been paying attention to shit.
Yeah, I've been off of work all week, basically. So I've not really paid attention to any news.
Well,
so
hit us up on next our week, next social week. Medias. Next yeah, do you want to do Wednesday gonna... next week? Or do you want to do Thursday night?
Why wouldn't we... Wait, why would we do Wednesday?
Because it's Halloween on Thursday. Maybe there's stuff going on.
I don't have anything going on. Do you?
Not trick-or-treating with Owen. That'll be earlier. Start a little late.
No, let's do
We're
it
going
next
over week. In the rich neighborhood.
Oh, nice.
Getting full-size candy bars?
Hopefully.
No way. I bet you they only give out one piece of candy.
You think so? Because that's why they're rich, right? Because they're stingy.
Pretty much. Or one jelly bean.
You got to find the nice middle-class ones.
I know.
Without kids, though.
That's like the people around my parents' house. It's like, get a Ziploc bag full of candy.
Because no one goes out there.
That's true. My mom? I wish I could have trick-or-treated at my mom's house. She wouldn't give us crap. Like, Mom, you got like 10 bags left.
It's for the kids that are coming.
I know.
No one's coming, Mom.
It's like even after they came. It's like, come on. You made 30 bags. You have like 8 kids in the neighborhood. It's a bunch of crap.
But yeah.
That's my story.
We'll be back next week. Probably Thursday night.
Next Thursday. 9 p.m. Join us.
Yeah. But with that, I'm Mike Girl.
Follow us on our multiple social media.
I went over that. But I didn't throw them all out there. I just...
When you started?
No, just now. Then you went on about Halloween.
You didn't really...
That's fine.
All right. 406-794-3357. fans@bleedgeek.com. donate@bleedgeek.com.
Hit us up.
Mike037, The Crandall.
Fowler FF.
Or BleedGeek.
FowlMatt.
@BleedGeekMovies.
FowlMatt.
You should probably get a theme.
Yeah. @BleedGeekMovies. With that...
Hi, Mike Girl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
Have a good night.